Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Do you ever just wonder if you're going to be out of work because AI is going to rise up and just take over everything?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie. I got to tell you, the rest of my interaction with her did not go great.
With the lady at the... At the drive-thru?
Yeah, it was something about you can take your AI and stick it where
the... I can tell you a couple things. She is the most anti-AI person in the world, but also she hasn't actually worked on this podcast in like 5 years. So yeah. Her job's over, but she's still angry. I can tell you that. Well, John, I'm just flabbergasted at what's happening in this case. And yeah, what a wild ride.
This is a good one. This is a good one. So... AI has been very helpful to lots of people. I think if used correctly, it can be a great tool in your toolbox, so to speak. But it shouldn't be relied on solely for very, very important information.
And without quality assurance checks, because it messes up.
So in Utah recently, there was a police report that claimed that an officer transformed into a frog while investigating a case. If you want me to repeat that to make sure you heard it correctly, yes, there was a police report that said a police officer turned into an actual frog during an investigation. They call him now the amphibian, and I love that.
He's a superhero. But this is an official report on the books that had come through, right? This was something that had been logged into record.
Yeah.
Insane. This happened in Heber County, where the local police department had been testing new AI-powered software designed to help officers write reports. It's a very monotonous part of their job, and it's a potential use for AI tools like you talked about. The idea of the software is pretty simple. They take body cam footage, and then the software transcribes the interaction, and then it summarizes it in a draft report. And of course, the officers are supposed to look over it, make sure it's all right before they submit it, but it could save hours upon hours of actual work.
It's an incredible idea, honestly, and I think when utilized correctly, it can be a huge time saver. In fact, I know organizations around where we live that are already using this, and it seems to go okay, but yeah, I think the critical piece is you have to have a human oversight. So according to the officials, the officer was preparing a report using the AI system. So when he was at a scene, his body camera picked up audio from a Disney movie, The Princess and the Frog. And instead of recognizing the background dialogue as unrelated noise, the AI decided to incorporate that into the official report. So the result was a document that suggested briefly that an officer had somehow transformed into a frog during the course of his duties. And that would certainly make for a very interesting report, especially if this had been read in court.
Imagine being the supervisor that this comes across your desk and it's like, oh, what's going on in the precinct this week? Yeah, Joe went to the scene. He pursued a suspect, secured it, and then turned into a toad.
Well, I mean, you obviously know he is back to the regular officer, so you only assume that he found true love somewhere in between.
Somebody kissed him, I guess. Yeah, the human review part is obviously critical for any of this, and it was caught. And again, they are testing this software. This isn't something that was going to court, but it does kind of give me pause. I use AI in my job every day. It's a big part of it. But it's just a great reminder that we can't rely solely on the robots to do important work like this without human supervision.
Yet.
Right. It's getting better and better.
Every day it's getting better and better, but this is just one of those goofy things. Now, you've got to realize, like, how many times has stuff like this happened? And it's, you know, honestly an honest mistake. It's picking up everything that it hears and not able to differentiate if it's a human saying it or if it's a movie and what's real and what's not, because they don't have the human capability like we do.
Right. And there, again, there could be training that can happen for the software to learn to filter those things out or to identify the voice of the actual officer. And, you know, this, I would love to be able to access this full report. John, I can't find that in the documentation, but I'd love to be able to see how AI put that together. And actually the AI convinced itself that this was an actual police report.
Could you imagine if AI did have like emotions and it was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. This is so wild.
Yeah, I can't wait to tell everybody about this frog. Yeah.
And then it just goes rogue and starts telling it in everybody's searches, even if they're just trying to do math. It's like, well, over here in Utah, this officer turned into a frog.
That's what's up. Yeah. And then maybe we can get some different animals. Just imagine if it overhears other movies.
Like, oh, gosh, E.T.
They were playing dodgeball.
And Alien came.
That would be, I mean, that may not be, that may be legit, depending on, maybe not in Utah. But no, this is fantastic, John. This is, I mean, there was an actual police report. An officer responded, but we don't know the actual details because of the frog situation.
Yep. But hopefully it was resolved and he's morphed now into Prince Charming.
I kind of want to contact this office and just be like, look, can you send us all the bad ones? All we want to read is the ones you're throwing out. Please.
Just tell us which ones to FOIA. Please. That's all we need.
Yes, please. Yeah, no, that's awesome. This has been a funny, froggy crime story in 10 minutes or less.
On a Friday. Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.